Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our NFL Draft Prospect Special with Chance Campbell, the linebacker from Ole Miss, is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about Chance Campbell today, the linebacker from Ole Miss, representing the Rebels. Can't wait to talk more about this young man. Had a very solid 2021 season. Definitely has a lot of teams with his name in their mouths figuring out where he's going to get drafted come April. I can't wait to talk more about this guy.
Absolutely. And for all our Ole Miss fans out there, thank you so much for watching. We love you guys out there and all of your shares and telling everybody, your friends and family, about our show is how we've grown so quickly. So Mr. Logan Landers, Chance Campbell, the linebacker from Ole Miss, what do we have to look forward to?
All right, let's talk about this guy. So Chance Campbell stands in at 6'2", 240 pounds. Like I said, plays at Ole Miss this past year, but the bulk of his college career was actually played at Maryland with the Terrapins. Back in 2018, had 10 total tackles and nothing much else going on, just some light work his first year, getting on the field some. 2019, saw the field some more, 54 total tackles, 3 passes defended, and a forced fumble with an interception to boot. 2020, the crazy year that was, 42 tackles for the year, 1.5 sacks. And then in 2021, he said, you know, I think I need a change of scenery, maybe get some more playing time, and just kind of help get everything figured out, get my head right. So he went to Ole Miss, came to the SEC, one of the toughest conferences, and, man, just blew everything he did out of Maryland out of the water. 109 tackles this season, 2 pass defended, 6 total sacks, and 2 forced fumbles. So who's to say that if he would have started his career at Ole Miss, how much better his draft position might have been, how much larger his numbers, how many sacks he could have racked up, how many tackles he could have gotten. We're not sure. That's just the fun game of what if that everyone likes to play in sports. But overall, it showed me that, you know, Maryland did some, you know, he showed some flashes like, okay, maybe he could break out, and he was doing solid work. And then, man, he just decided, you know, I need to ball out in 2021, and that's exactly what he did. Let's talk about some more what I like about this young man, some strengths, some weaknesses, what he can improve on, what he's already good at. So for Chance Campbell, like I said, he's got some really good, clean, open tackles. Obviously, if you can get over 100 a season, you're doing something right. He's got good effort. He really doesn't ever give up on the play. He goes after the ball, after the ball carrier, and really tries to get it. Really good at diagnosing what play is going to come. He's barely really going to get tricked to see what's going to be coming next. He's good at locating the ball. Doesn't have any wasted motion. Isn't going to make a long route to try and get to the ball. He has no steps wasted. And he's really good. He's got good lateral agility to avoid some blockers that are trying to get him out the way. He's able to just kind of dodge around them. He's got some really good strength to him, too. He's got a good punch, a good stiff arm to get off some blocks and really just help get to the ball carrier. He plays good downfield action, makes good tackles even after being hit by linemen, so he's not going to give up on the play. He's going to get bounced around like a pinball, but that means he's still going to keep working, getting to that ball carrier and getting that tack or that tackle or sack. It's early in the morning. We're trying to get everything worked out here, guys. It's all right, though. So like I say, he's got good frame, good thickness. He plays at a really good speed, and he's really he plays fast. Like I say, he hustles, he works, and he's really solid trying to get to the opposing quarterback or the running back too.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
So some things he can potentially work on, right? Some things that he is kind of, in a way, like a bull in a china shop. And when I say that, that old expression, it goes that he's going to go 100%. Sometimes it ain't going to work out. Sometimes he can trip, or sometimes he can... You know, someone's going to stuff him, or just it ain't going to work out all the time. He can sometimes cause to undisciplined plays and really just kind of be reckless as opposed to that controlled chaos, right, that you kind of can see from the more aggressive players in the NFL, we'll say, who really like to go after it. He sometimes can be a little bit too hesitant when he doesn't see the ball immediately. Like I say, he mostly just, like I say, he'll see there at the linebacker position. To try and see where the ball's coming, but sometimes he can be a step too late, and that can maybe cause, you know, someone to get an extra couple of yards just because he's trying to figure out where it's going as opposed to reacting first and then seeing where the ball's going. Like I said, he hits high. He's not going to be that classic bear hug tackler. He's going to try and lay you out, and sometimes that can cause him, if it's a stronger running back or whatever, that might cause him to just kind of knock off course a little bit as opposed to get him down to the ground. So he could have even more tackles if he started getting that hug and throw up to the ground technique down pat, I think. Like I said, he doesn't have the biggest bulk, not the strongest guy in the world you'll see. He's not super quick either. He'll have to bulk up there, get a little bit more speed maybe. And he's not going to really blow up any targets. And I don't mean that. His inside tackling is more of just, I'm going to drag you to the ground. And it's not going to be more of, I'm going to, you know, shove you back 5 yards. It's more of just, I'll meet you here, and then I'll take you down. So he can work on that, just his technique and whatnot at the next level, trying to get inside. I know, you know, like I said, he's got to run a little bit more being a linebacker. But if he could figure that out, that can make him elite as a prospect. So overall, when I think of Chance Campbell, I see a guy who, like I said, Maryland had a pretty decent career. Nothing really too big to write home about, though. But then in Ole Miss this past year, he really showed the world what he could do in terms of his playing ability, his ability to get to the quarterback. Like I said, the career high was 6 sacks, but mostly the tackles is what really did him in, I think, and that's what's going to help boost his draft stock in April. He saw it all around in terms of tackling, his pass rush ability, his run defense, and also his coverage, which is pretty solid. I think that he'll be a later round draft pick still, even though he had this really good year. I think teams will see, okay, well, was this just one really good season, but can he do it throughout his tenure in the NFL? And I think that's why he might drop a little bit into a later round pick in this draft. It's just because they're going to want to see, can he do this throughout his whole NFL playing career, or was this just a kind of a flash in the pan that he had at Ole Miss? So we'll see where he can play. But like I said, this past year really showed me that he can do it. He can do it on a high level in the SEC. And I can't wait to see where Chance Campbell lands out. I think that you could definitely throw him in there if you need to stuff the run, if you need a little bit of help too, if you need him to kind of be a decoy or even try and get to the quarterback some. You can definitely work around this guy and his skill set. I think he'll improve. He'll look good. I think he'll be a later round draft pick come April. And I can't wait to see where he plays because it's going to be a fun time watching him get some really good tacks or get some really good sacks and tackles. It's going to be fun, man. I can't wait to see where he goes.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That's right. And we definitely appreciate how early it is in the morning. Sometimes when we start broadcasting, we do these NFL draft prospects day in and day out. We hit all of the highlights. And that is one thing we are super thankful to you, Mr. Logan Landers, for bringing us all that in-depth coverage each week with each of these players. Because even with Chance Campbell, Ole Miss, it doesn't matter which player it is, we are going to make sure that you have the information you need. And this, in this particular case, our Ole Miss fans, I think, are going to be very pleased to know that Chance Campbell did put in such a great season last time, which probably did boost his chances of getting a better draft slot, potentially even, you know, getting that draft slot at all. Like, we'll move him into that NFL, yeah, you know, that he's always wanted. And, you know, he's gone through his entire career now here through high school all the way through college, looking forward to where he's going to end up. And you know what the difference is. You end up in the NFL, you have made that highest level. And no matter what you decide to do with your career, whether you decide to, you know, do another 5, 10, who knows how many years in the NFL, or whether you spend a few years and then, you know, you pivot that into another part of your career because you are about to graduate college as well. So, you know, there's some huge to think about there too. This young man, Chance Campbell, has got a great chance now. Chance Campbell, no pun intended. And we just really appreciate all of the things that not only he does, but also our Ole Miss fans and our host Logan Landers. So if you are still watching our shows every week, you know that we bring you our podcast as well, 100 Yards of Football, which you can listen to over on Spotify. You can listen to on Apple Podcast, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including our sponsor, the Believe Podcast Network, which is one of the amazing sponsors that we've been able to get with and is the reason that we get to bring you our show on our podcast version every single week. So thank you so much to the Believe Podcast Network. And thank you to our host, Mr. Logan Landers, for bringing us that NFL draft prospect for Chance Campbell, the linebacker from Ole Miss. If you love our show, stay with us. We will be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.